put up here. Your thoughts on just the electricity in the crowd for your first game back here at Gillette Stadium?
Yeah, it was a great crowd. You know, we always get great crowds, and they were into it today. So I was glad we could do a lot better there in the second half and, finish the game strong. You know, got to a little bit of a slow start, but, finished with 35 points. So it was pretty good. Against a good team. So.
Rob Gronkowski, 162 receiving yards is a career high for him.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on his performance?
He's only gotten better as he's, gotten older and understood more about the game and, what he needs to do to prepare himself. And he just makes so many great plays. It's a big target. I mean, he makes, any quarterback look good. So if he's uncovered, he's going to get it. And, there were plenty of times where he was uncovered today. But all the other guys are making plays too. So that's what makes a good offense. I said that on Wednesday. It's finding guys that are, running free in the defense. And, we do a lot of different things to try to create that. And, Gronk's in a lot of different places, but, when his number's called, he makes the plays.
Tom, you said there was some rust after last week's game. Is it fair to say the rust is gone at this point?
Well, I could do some things better out there. And, I think offensively we can too, but it's good to be 5-1. I mean, I think, we're at a decent place. So just got to keep stringing these games together. There's a ton of football left. And, it's a good defense we played today, and they made it challenging on us. But we're trying to figure out what we're made of, and it was good to get going there in the second half.
Tom, congratulations on the win. This seemed like a tale of two halves for you guys. The second half really got things going.
Yeah, we played a lot better in the second half. I thought our execution was a lot better, and it took us a little bit of time to figure out how to kind of get our guys open. And once we did that, it was a it was good. We got the ball to a bunch of different guys in space and made a bunch of guys miss. The running game was effective when we did it. So it was a good team win.
Tom, you've had a bunch of great receivers over the years, but as a unit with the tight ends and receivers, is this one of the best units that you've had?
Well, they're pretty, they're an exceptional group. There's no doubt about it. It's, been fun to work with them. So we're still building. It's only six games into the year, so there's a lot more work to do. There's a long way to go. We'll be challenged different weeks with different things, but it was good to kind of spread the ball around a little bit today, and a lot of guys ended up making plays, and that's a good way to play.
Tom, Robert and Jonathan Kraft had just talked about how this was a tough ticket. A lot of people wanted to be here just to let you know how much they appreciate you, and I'm curious, with your emotions before the game, just how much you had to keep your own emotions in check, knowing those were the dynamics in play.
Yeah, I think I know how to get to that place where I need to be. So it's just you gotta, you only have so much energy, and at some point you gotta cut it loose. When the moment's right. So it's certainly an emotional environment. For football today, there's a lot of people there. We ran out. And, they were there all game. So it was great. It was great to win. I mean, that's what we want to do. Our job is to come out here and be focused on what we need to do and then make a bunch of good plays and try to beat the opponent. And, we figure out a way to do that.
Hi, Tom. Talk about James's play. He was exceptional. Caught two of your touchdown passes. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, he was great again. I mean, he's been such a dependable, consistent player for our team. And the role that he's been in for – has been spectacular. So I can't say enough great things about James as a player, as a person, as a teammate, his work ethic, his attitude. He went to Wisconsin. That's about the only thing bad about him. So,
Tom, you talked about the electricity before the game and all that coming back. At what exact point does it become just another normal game? In the locker room, in the runway, in the field, national anthem?
Yeah, it's a good question. It always gets to that point. I think it's different games, it's different times. It's, finally I think it's nice when your body just kind of settles into, saying, well, I've done this before. And, it's different for, when I was a rookie, it was, it was different. And, we've been in some big games, over the years. You get to the Super Bowl, I mean, things like that. But, today it was, once I got out there running around, it, felt like football. So, again, you just got to lock in and figure out what your job is and try to figure out what you're going to do, versus different looks, and that's what it becomes. It's, you're not going to win because you're emotional, but, I think being, you know, your attitude right, you know, mentally and physically right, you know, ready to play, that allows you to, you know, be at your best for your teammates. But, you know, it's a process to get to that point, and, you know, we're definitely there today.
Tom, the fans in New England are noted for protecting their own. Your case, probably A number one. If you go over the last several months, you go to Cleveland, looked like there were more Brady shirts than anyone there. Can you talk about what the support has meant to you personally, basically having you back here for a few tough months?
Yeah, you know, and it has certainly, I felt it. And, you know, they've had the back of our team for just the same amount of time. And since I got here in 2000, I mean, you feel that with all the teams, you know, you feel that with the Red Sox. I mean, it's heartbreaking when they lose, you know, it's when they, like they did on Monday night, it was Celtics and the Bruins. And then certainly for us, and we feel it every time we take the field. And, you know, it's, you know, this is my home now, this is where my family lives. You know, it's a great place. I mean, I love being here, and, you know, I love being quarterback of this team, and hopefully I can do it for a long time.
Tom, a little out of your lane, but I just wanted to ask you if you had any comments on Dante Hightower and the kind of player he is. He had a really good game today.
I mean, he's I get to go up against him in practice every day. And, I mean, he's a great player. And, you know, I've seen him grow from where he was at as a rookie and then to take on a leadership role. And, you know, that linebacker position is so important. You know, every good defense has a good middle linebacker. So, you know, I played against a lot of great ones. And, you know, Dante's been just, you know, just a privilege to play with. And, you know, he gets those other guys going between he and Jamie and, you know, the secondary, the middle of the defense with Patrick and Devin and Deron and the corners. And, you know, up front, we're figuring out a way to get to the quarterback. So, doing a great job. It's fun to watch, you know, those guys play because, you know, I get sick of practicing against them and seeing them make plays on me. So, nice to see them make plays on the other team. Thank you, Tom. Thank you.